proper story about British progressive rock legends, yes, must have the proper grandiose introduction. Let's continue just a bit with this reverential prog rock musical moment. So that is Yes, and so is this. That's Close to the Edge, the title track to the classic Yes album. Close to the Edge is also the name of this band playing here. It's a Montreal-based Yes tribute band. The frontman is Benoit David, and Mr. David is also a part-time frontman for the actual Yes when they are touring, as they are right now. I'm wondering if maybe you can give us a quick a cappella intro to the classic number, I've Seen All Good People.
Well, the voice has got to be warmed up before actually using it.
All right, well, we'll let you rest your vocal cords for tonight's performance in Atlantic City, and we'll have a listen to your cover of it as recorded.
I see all you people turn their heads each day, so satisfied I'm on my way.
So, Benoit, it's your voice that pulls a trick off for the band Close to the Edge, because, I mean, Yes is identified in part by the falsetto of lead singer John Anderson, and now you're performing with Yes because John Anderson is not very well. Tell us, first of all, how his health is doing.
Well, I know that he's doing much better now. Unfortunately, not good enough to perform on a nightly basis or to tour for, a month or two in a row like we do right now.
Well, very glad to hear that his respiratory condition isn't kind of completely holding him back. But you've been stepping in the band now for a little over a year. How did Yes find you?
Well, it's the funniest story. Chris Squire from Yes had seen some footage of our tribute band, and he had written back to us saying that he thought we were great. And when John got sick in the summer of 2008, the guys thought that maybe be a problem to find somebody to sing the songs and to learn all those lyrics, and they just thought, well, hey, this guy in Montreal, he can do the job, and he called me.
And Benoit, tell us what you usually do when you're home in Montreal and not performing with Close to the Edge.
Well, I do have a little business in which I repair mostly car interiors, boats and RVs, that sort of thing.
So you're kind of in a garage. Are you playing Yes all the time while you're working on cars and boats?
That's with the family. That's pretty much my life.
And this weekend you play at Town Hall in New York City. That's usually an acoustic kind of venue. Mm-hmm. Are you going to crank it up to 11, though?
We always do.
You ever find yourself up on stage with these members of this legendary prog rock band, Yes, and just like, oh, I'm just, you know, really still a kid from Montreal. I'm kind of tickled by all this.
Yes, it's always kind of like that. But then again, now we played almost 100 times together, and we really have this chemistry of playing together, and it's all in the music, really.
Benoit David, very good to speak with you. Thanks a lot.
Well, thank you, Marco.
Benoit David there, who's standing in on vocals for John Anderson of prog rock legends Yes. He also fronts his own Yes tribute band in Montreal, Close to the Edge.
I will remember you. Your silhouette will charge the view of distant atmosphere.
Classic, Yes. Eric Goldberg composed our theme music from the Nan and Bill Harris Studios at WGBH. I'm Marco Werman. Have a great weekend.